Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about how we can lose attraction or seemingly lose attraction in our relationships. And really this comes down to kind of losing attraction to ourselves, losing trust in ourselves, or losing that mojo, that confidence, that belief in ourselves that we are an attractive man, that we have value. Steve and I did a free call the other weekend called Being the Prize, which is really talking about a mindset of knowing what your value is, your personal value, your sexual value, your intellectual value. There are many different ways that we can kind of cut it and look at ourselves and understand that we have lots to offer, lots to give. But in a long-term relationship, especially one that's struggling a little bit, we can often lose sight of that. And what often happens is we're looking at one gauge to measure the whole relationship health by, measure ourselves by, and that's the sex gauge. You know, in particular, how often, when was the last time, how many times, how long, all that sort of stuff. And the problem is looking at this one gauge is kind of backwards. You know, I always say that sex is like a lag indicator. So if you're doing the other things in the relationship well, if you're creating emotional connection, intellectual connection, if you're having fun, if you're relaxing, if you're flirting, if you're just being yourself, if you know how to live your life in whatever situation you are as yourself and be happy with you and the direction that you're taking and the momentum that you're creating and all of the things that you can see in your future, if you feel like you have the ability to create the kind of future that you want to have, then you're able to bring that energy, that enthusiasm, that excitement and fun into your relationship. Problem is that we often get to the point of kind of putting all of that in someone else's hands. You know, she's the one who's responsible for making the decisions about the house and about the kids. She's the one that's responsible for saying yes or no as to whether we can have sex or be intimate, connect in some way. And what I want you to understand is that you are the one that can create the opportunity for that. You're the one that can create feelings inside her that make her want to open up and want to be intimate and want to be close with you. But the problem is that most of the time we're being tentative. Most of the time we're kind of poking around trying to find where she is. Is she in the right frame of mind, right mood? Or we're so completely disconnected that we just kind of blurt it out. And then it comes out kind of sideways or backwards. It might sound something like, well, I guess sex is off the table then. Or it might be something passive-aggressive like, well, why are you even in a relationship then? Right? Why are you even in a relationship? We've not had sex, essentially. This is what that's saying. We've not had sex for too long and I can't take it. You know, it's not okay. But I'm not going to talk about it directly to you. I'm not going to be honest and say, you know, what's going on? I really want to connect with you. I really want to be close with you. It's important to me to understand, firstly, how you are and see whether it's even an option. So we come at this from kind of the wrong angle. The attractiveness, we think that our attractiveness is something that you can measure by how other people are being with you. And in actual fact, your attractiveness comes from how you feel about yourself, how confident you feel in yourself, how much mojo you feel. You know, we're often talking to guys in coaching and within the first 2 or 3 weeks, they're suddenly going, this is the first time I feel like I've got my swagger back since I was early 20s. You know, it's amazing. And it's not difficult. This is just us kind of reconnecting them to who they are. Ultimately, this is what we're really talking about, reconnecting you to who you are, who she was originally attracted to, why she was originally attracted to that person. Most of the time, it's because when you first got together, you weren't worried about losing anything. You hadn't got to the place where, well, now I've got a house and kids and a career and, you know, this relationship, and if anything goes wrong with it, if somebody's struggling, now suddenly I'm in this fearful place that I'm going to lose something that I worked really hard to get to this point in my life. So again, part of part of attraction in that kind of situation is being confident enough to go, I know I'm going to be okay. I know I'll be all right. Whatever happens, I'll be okay. And so from that place, then I can offer love, I can offer compassion, I can offer, you know, some kind of support, some kind of leadership, some kind of direction. I can maybe make a joke, I can maybe invite her into some kind of connection. But when we're in that place of lack, that place of not feeling good, that place of needing, right? So this is like being a slave to your sex drive, needing that connection. Otherwise, you know, I'm just not going to be happy. This relationship isn't a good one. You know, there's something wrong with it. And oftentimes that essentially comes across as there's something wrong with you. But when you're in a good place, when you make it a priority to make sure that you're in a good place every day, then you're able to create a completely different atmosphere. Then you're able to create a kind of opportunity for connection. But it comes down to you. What are you doing that is going to get you into that place of feeling good about you? What does that mean for you? Some guys, this is exercise. Some guys, this is meditation. Some guys, it's all about nutrition and sleep. I always like to bring it also back to, well, how do you love to be? How do you love to live your life? How do you love to be with other people? You know, so if you really enjoy being kind and generous, then be that way. If you really enjoy being affectionate, then be that way. And do it without any expectation or any need for a certain response from the other person. Because we're not talking about, I'm this person if the situation is right. I'm this person if you'll meet my needs. No, we're just talking about who you are. And if you say to me, I'm a guy that loves to be touchy-feely and affectionate and, you know, and unapologetically sexual, not in a crass way, but just in a, I own the fact that I find you attractive, well then be that way. And don't apologize for it. And also don't get upset when other people aren't able to meet you there, because you're always just making invitations. And of course, it's always okay for people to say yes or to say no to those invitations. Anyway, so I hope that was useful for you today. Trying to avoid being a slave to your sex drive and reconnecting to your sex appeal. Okay, take care, guys. See ya.